everybody, and welcome to November's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And coming up this month, we're going to be talking about the top end of the Midlands division, as we'll be joined by the managers at Ilkeston, Belper Town and Coleshill Town. We're also going to be talking about the promotion race in the West Division with the managers at Clitheroe and Runcorn Linnets. And of course, we're going to be talking about the East, as we'll be joined by the managers at Cleethorpes Town and Stockton Town. But before that, it is to the Midlands Division that we turn to. And top of the table heading into December is Ilkeston Town. And on Friday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show, to Martin Carruthers. Well, Martin, a big thank you for joining us. And it's been a couple of months or so since we last caught up. But safe to say, it's going pretty well at Ilkeston, top of the league. How are things going?
Going really well at the minute. Obviously, we're in great run of form at the minute. And long may it continue. You know, we had a difficult patch, you know, leading up to the Spalding game. You know, we lost a couple of home games, the first two out of the first three, which, you know, were games we thought we were going to win. But obviously, we weren't aware of the new teams in the league and the quality of the teams that are up there at the minute. So we're absolutely delighted. We're in a great position. And with Christmas coming up, you know, we want to try and maintain that and stay in that pack and finish the year on a high.
There's teams with games in hand and that, but there's not that many games in hand, is there? Last month we were talking about how close it was in the Midlands division, but it is starting to stretch out a bit. So to be top of the pile in such a division that's been so competitive up to this point, that must be really, really pleasing in itself as well.
Yeah, really pleasing. And when the fixtures came out and I looked at the teams that we were playing, we knew we had a really difficult run of games, and fortunately for us, the last seven or eight games have been against teams that are, you know, not at the top of the table, and we've managed to win them. You know, obviously there was Elzo in thrown in there away from home, and you know, was the first team to go there and beat them this season, which was an unbelievable result, especially after losing our goalkeeper with 30 minutes to go and holding out with 10 men. It was a fantastic performance and thoroughly deserved, but Elzo in about had a little blip, and teams will always have a little spell where they lose form, and you know, you just try and have to minimise when you lose form or you get injuries and suspensions, that your form maintains or you don't lose that many points. And you know, just have to look at Belper now flying. You know, I'm sure Elzo will pick up again. You've got Stamford, you've got Carlton Town, you've got Coleshill, and I think there's seven or eight teams here now that will fight for the title and the playoff places. So it's just about the teams that will get promoted will be the teams that pick up the most points against the main rivals. And, you know, Carlton play Stamford on Saturday, and then Carlton play Chasetown the week after. So when the top teams play against each other, you know, ideally you look at those results and you want them to pick up draws so that they all lose points. But football doesn't work like that, and we've just got to focus on ourselves and try to keep winning as many games as possible.
And let's talk about the month that you've got coming up as well, because you've got a couple of... you've got one seismic game just before Christmas, but you've got these tricky games, aren't there? Wisbeach, Sporting Kowalser, Shepshire Dynamo after Christmas. Those are the games where you can come unstuck, and it's about keeping concentration.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm really disappointed. You know, this year we're not playing on Boxing Day, and the reason being is that affects our training plan. So, you know, obviously we know we've got the huge game. Well, they're all huge games, to be honest. You know, we play Wisbeach Saturday, Sporting Kells are away the following week, and then the massive game against Stamford on the 18th. And then we don't play again until the 27th, which is a break of 9 days. Trying to fit training in around the Christmas period is always difficult. You don't want players to eat too much, drink too much, and you want them to be sharp for that game. And then obviously we play again on New Year's Day against Belper, which will be a mammoth game to start the new year. So it's about being consistent, keeping the lads focused and sharp, and we want everyone to have a good Christmas this year, but you know, maintain their fitness and professionalism so that we don't lose the momentum that we've worked so hard to build up.
Now, we are going to be joined by Belper and Coleshill on this month's show as well, but it's like you touched upon with that top seven now. They've kind of broken away from the rest of the league. There's 8 points between the top seven, but generally, Martin, are you enjoying at the moment and being top of the pile of this competitive division?
Yeah, I'm absolutely loving it. You know, the only downside to being top of the pile is that you're here to be shot at, and you know, we are at the minute everybody's cup final, and you know, we found out against Yaxley last week that, you know, there are no easy games. You know, whoever you play against and all those conditions were really difficult. Yaxley played really well and they were really unlucky not to, to get something out of the game. But said to my players, however long the game is, whether it's 93, 95, 97, we'll keep going. And luckily we managed to nick it right at the death through to Ronnie Brynell, and that's got to be our mentality moving forwards. But, you know, although it's great to be at the top, brings its own perils. And like I said, you know, it's everybody wants to beat the team that's top of the pile. So that's something we have to live with. And certainly when they play at our own ground, you know, when they see the facilities and what we have going, you know, it sort of inspires other teams to perform. So we know that teams step up their games against us, and we're going to have to prepare for that.
Well, Marty Crovers, manager of Ilkeston Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to come on the show. Really, really appreciate it. All the best for these upcoming games before Christmas, and all the best for Christmas, and have a lovely new year as well.
Thank you, Ben.
Martin Carruthers there, manager of Ilkeston Town, speaking to me on Friday. Let's go then to the team now currently sitting second in the league table. That's Belper Town, 1 point behind Ilkeston. Ilkeston do have a game in hand, but Belper have had an incredible November, picking up 5 wins in the league. And joining me now down the other end of the line, we should be joined by the manager at Belper Town. It's a welcome back to the show to Grant Black. Well, Grant, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations for a superb November. I mean, how's it been riding this wave at Belper?
Yeah, it's obviously a good run that we're on. I think we've won sort of 10 and 11. So momentum's good, and obviously the spirit in the camp's good. But just have to keep emphasising to the lads that, you know, why they've got that run together, and obviously make sure we keep on top of them to not get carried away with anything, which we keep trying to do every day, every week.
And it's certainly been an entertaining month in November, I'm going to suggest, for the Belper Town fans. Certainly not been afraid to score plenty of goals in your matches.
No, we've been scoring well. More pleasing that we've had, obviously, we've got a top goal scorer, Jono, who's been carrying an injury and he's been in and out of the team recently with his hamstring, out for a good couple of weeks now as well. And, you know, we set the lads a challenge to obviously get other players to step up to play, which we've had a lot of different goal scorers in that run as well. So it's good for us that that we've got, you know, a variety of people on score sheet.
So with this run that you've been on, it sees you second in the league table. And it seems only a month or so ago we were saying just how close it was up at the top. But it is starting to spread out a bit now in the Midlands division. So you must be pleased that you're not just part of it now, but you're also up at the top end of it too.
Yeah, you know, we said it sort of started to take shape towards Christmas time, as most leagues do. And like you said, there were two or three that were sort of starting to edge away from people. But we stayed patient and we said to lads that, you know, keep doing what we're doing and, you know, we'll be right up there at Christmas, which we've managed to sort of put ourselves up there. And like you said, there's a bit of a gap developing from sort of seventh downwards as well. So I think to keep up top of it is what we want to do and where we want to be, and keep pushing the teams that are up there and see what happens come April.
So you've had a magnificent November. Can you have a magnificent December as well? There's some tough games coming up. Corby Town this weekend is just the start. Obviously, Chase Town, you've got Histon and Loughborough Dynamo just after Christmas as well. What's your thoughts on the challenge coming up in the month of December?
Yeah, you know, November, we had some tough games in November. I mean, as much as sort of the, like you said, the sort of the teams, there's a little bit of gaps between some teams. Every game really is, you know, really is difficult. You know, we went to Wisbeach the other week, we were down the bottom, and, you know, it was a really tough game, tougher than some games we've had against teams higher up. So December will be no different to November one and probably October one as well. Corby will start with on Saturday. We'll take every game as it comes. And on their day, we know they're a really, really good side, managed by a top manager who's obviously played at the highest level and has managed at a really good level. So we'll go into that full of respect for them, but knowing that if we perform sort of how we've been performing recently, then we'll make it a tough day for them as well.
And generally, Grant, as well, just a bit of a lie of the land question. You know, we've caught up after cup runs and stuff like that, and, you know, we talked about how entertaining your team is at the moment and the crowds are up and that side of things. How good is it at the moment at Belper Town? It seems to be going in the right direction, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think since we came into the club, it were on a bit of a plateau. obviously we've got a new chairman in who's obviously passionate and he's contributed to build the ground and make it a more enjoyable place for fans to come. And then obviously we've contributed to that with what we're performing. We're on the pitch pre-pandemic, during pandemic, before it stopped, and then obviously after. So, you know, notching up to sort of 600 fans on a regular basis on a Saturday is really good. And like I say, I think the fans see sort of what we're trying to do, and they're obviously buying into it as well. So it's a massive, massive team effort on and off the pitch at minute. And like you say, it's a good place to be, and we're enjoying it as a management team, and the players are enjoying it. And obviously, I think people can see that, and that's why they're coming through gates and enjoying it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking forward to Corby tomorrow and the long trip, and then maybe getting three points.
Yeah, definitely, mate. They're all there's quite a few long trips in this one, but obviously it works both ways when they have to come to us as well. So we've got used to the travel now, I think, who are slow starters with that originally, I think, this season. But, you know, we've got that into us mindset now. So, yeah, looking forward to a good, safe journey for everybody, and hopefully can put on another good performance and come away with something from what will be a tough place.
Well, Grant Black, manager of Belper Town, big thank you for coming on the show as always, my friend. Have a lovely Christmas, and all the best for the coming month as well on the pitch.
You as well, guys. Thank you very much.
Grant Black there, manager of Belper Town, speaking to us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show for the month of November. So, Belper Town currently sitting second in the league table. That gives them a 7-point gap between themselves and 6th place Stamford, just outside the playoffs. Also, on the same number of points as Stamford, is Coleshill Town. They're 2 points from the playoffs, and Coleshill have got a 7-point gap between themselves and the rest of the division. And let's hear more now from Coleshill Town. And on Friday, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome back to the show to Cameron Stewart. Well, Cameron, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, what a race we've got on in the Midlands division for these playoffs and the promotion spot as well. Coleshill very much a part of it. I mean, how's this first stage of the season been for yourselves, do you feel?
Really pleasing. It's nice to be in the mix of some real big clubs. We've had some cracking results this season. Obviously, we started really, really well. Spent most of our time so far in the playoffs. We've dropped out the last couple of games. Obviously, there's some teams on some fantastic runs. Carlton's, Chase Towns and the Belpers doing really well. And obviously, Stamford are coming back into it now. So it's really exciting for us. It's nice to be a part of it. How long we can stay a part of it for, I don't know. We're taking a game at a time, as the old cliche goes. But you know, we've got a tough game again tomorrow where we need to, you know, have to get beat by Spalding, and we need to get back to winning games and hopefully keeping in amongst it till the Christmas time at least.
I mean, we caught up in August, didn't we? And we were talking about your hopes for this season. But is it above target, or is it going about right at the moment? I mean, it feels like it's been a good start, that's for sure.
It's been a great start. I mean, obviously, you know, targets are set at the start of the season, but you know, you always want to better what your target is. You know, you want to be in amongst playoffs, trying to win leagues, etc. Obviously, there's some big clubs in our league that, you know, the Ilkestons, as I said, the Belpers, Stamfords and Howells Owens, that, you know, you'd have down as favourites to win the league. You know, and I'd say we're probably going above slightly where we thought we'd be. We certainly are where we'd like to be. And at this minute in time, we're in amongst a group of teams that could pick any one of them to win the league at the minute. So it's a real tough league. We've had some cracking games. It's been exciting. The lads are loving it. It's played in front of some great crowds, 1,300 at Howells Owens, Ilkestons and stuff like that. We've had some real good games. It's really enjoyable. And as I said, we're just taking a game at a time. And again, it's against Shepshed. We've always had some good games against them. I know the two clubs getting really well together. So we're looking forward to tomorrow.
And what a performance it was against Hales, Owen. You mentioned the crowd there, but to go there and get the 2-0 victory, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we stood there after the game, and that's what you do it for, them type of days, you know. And if you can't enjoy them, I know we get a bit of stick online after the game for having a bit of banter and that. But if you can't enjoy them days, then what's the point in it? You know, there's a lot of lows in football. You know, last Saturday against Spalding, really disappointing to get beat and get back to feeling a little bit down and dejected, and you've got to pick yourself up and go again. But you know, we was on a major high after Howells Owens, a fantastic result. We played really, really well in spells. I thought at times we gave the ball away quite a lot, but they're a very good side, and obviously when they've got that backing behind them, then it's always going to be tough. But defensively, we're outstanding. Scored two good goals, and to get 3 points there in front of that size of crowd, I think our 12 fans in the corner were over the moon with it.
And when it comes to what you've got coming up this month as well, you've had a little mini break due to the weather and that kind of thing. Has that break been useful for yourselves as we're towards December?
Yeah, I think yes and no. I mean, obviously, we've been playing really well and we wanted just to keep ticking over. But we've had two or three lads struggling with a bit of niggles. Kai Tong has been out for, he's our top goal scorer. He's been out for 5, 6, 7 games now. So he that extra week's probably put him into the fray of starting tomorrow. Shea Palmer's had a couple of niggles. So we've had a few niggles, and hopefully week and a half extra sort of does a bit of favours, really, and we can get the bodies back and get back to a full squad.
Now, easier said than done, and all that, what I'm about to say. But it's a busy month of December, but you're playing teams who are in the lower half of the table. So they are banana skins, obviously, but you must be hopeful as we head into December that you could be in a good spot.
Well, yes, as you say, every game that we play is a tough game this season. Obviously, tomorrow is a banana skin for us. Our home form's not nowhere near what we'd like it to be. Our away form's outstanding. We've only lost one game and won every other game so far away. So at the minute, we prefer to be away. We seem to perform better there. Yeah, again, the emphasis will be on us in them games. We've got to really come out and have a go at teams. We'll be changing a few personnel around tomorrow. The lads who haven't sort of started over the last couple of weeks have got their chance after the Spalding game. So, we as I said, it's the old cliche, and every manager will say the same. We're taking a game at a time. You know, if we look too far ahead, we've got two local derbies over Christmas that are obviously major banana skins. The Sutton game could be a big one for us. Local derby plus the new manager, new players coming in, that'll be a tough one for us. And obviously next week we go away to Cambridge City, which is not an easy place to go to. So, you know, as I said, they're all tough games, but they're all exciting games to be in for. We've got something to play for, which is the main thing. And we're just enjoying the ride at the minute.
And that's going to be my final question, Cameron. Just how much are you enjoying it? Because, when we caught up in August, we were talking about the theory of this division. It's certainly playing out the way many expected with how close it is in the top half of the table, that's for sure. So are you enjoying it, Cameron?
Absolutely loving it. You know, I think it's been a tough couple of seasons for us being in the Southern League. Nothing against the Southern League, but we did a lot more travelling. A lot harder to attract players to go and to travel down to Northampton and further on that way, Oxford way, week in, week out. You know, the Northern League's got a lot more teams that are local, but local for us. And although, you know, you've got there's a few long ones in for us. I think that you can see that the teams that are having to travel the furthest that are finding it a bit tougher, which we did in the Southern League. So getting in a bit more local and having some local derbies, the Chase Downs, the Suttons, Bedworths, Howells, Owens, it's benefited us as a club, and it's benefited myself in one, enjoying it, and two, being able to attract players that want to play a little bit more local and want to play on the 4G surface. And, you know, Coes is a nice little club to play at. So it's helped us, and we're all enjoying it. The chairman's loving it. And as I said, long may it continue.
Well, Cameron Stewart, manager of Coleshill Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out your Friday to come on the show. Really, really appreciate it. All the best for December and have a lovely Christmas.
Top man. Thanks, mate.
Cameron Stewart there, manager of Coleshill Town, joining us here on November's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the West Division now. And leading the way at the moment at the top of that division is Marine. 2 games in hand as well, and a 2-point lead over Workington. Warrington Rylands sit in third position, 5 points off top spot. And then we've got Clitheroe, who've entered the playoffs in recent weeks. They're in good form. A great 1-0 win over Trafford last Saturday sees Clitheroe in fourth position. Let's hear from the Clitheroe player manager now, who I caught up with on Friday. It's a big welcome to the show to Billy Priestley. Well, Billy, a big thank you for joining us and welcome to the show. Before we get to the form and how things are going at Clitheroe at the moment, just a general catch-up for yourself. I mean, how are you settling in to being a manager? It seems to be going pretty well, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's been really good. We've had ups and downs. We've had quite a few injuries, a few bad ends, and a few lads going back out. But it's been really well. I'm enjoying it. It's a big change from being a player to going to being a manager, but taking it on board, and I'm enjoying it. It's really good, yeah.
I mean, when it comes to your pedigree of non-league football, I think your reputation, your career goes before you. But was it always in your mind that at some point you would become a manager?
I don't know, really. It weren't really the first thing on my mind. I was I was enjoying playing. Obviously, I would like to do it. I would have liked to have done it in a few years' time, but I was still just concentrating my career at football, just playing and trying to get my work going well. And obviously, David Lynch is a good mate of mine. He said to me from Clitheroe, and it was like, was I going to bring a new manager in? Or I stepped up and took it on. And I know with all the work that David did and brought all the good players in that he did, it was a great environment, and I didn't want that changing. So I stepped up and took it on, and I've loved it. Man. It's a great club. It's a great set of lads, and I thought it'd be a silly mistake to pass it. So I took it on.
And when you look at that squad, I mean, it's got you in it, obviously, but you know, Sefta Gonzalez, Ross Dent, Ben McKenna, Cole Lonsdale. It's packed with talent, isn't it? I mean, it must be a pleasure to coach these players.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean. The team's made for me. I've just come into that team. I've got them all jelly. I've been working well, and they're all happy. And it's an easy job at the moment, and a very good set of lads, and we can keep them all happy. That's the main part of it, really. But yeah, I'm really enjoying it, and the lads I've got there, most of them are the best in the league, so you can't complain at all.
And just a thought for, you know, that's the management side of things, but you're still playing, and you scored a reported goal, didn't you, against Trafford last week as well. So are you managing to combine the two quite well at the moment?
Yeah, I've got a good backroom staff, really. A lot of people behind me are doing a lot of the work, helping me out, and that helps me a lot. And all them players you've got, like, you've got Chris Thompson in the net, who's kept in a lot of that against Trafford. They had a lot of shots, and Chris made some great saves in the game. And when you've got that kind of calibre behind you, it makes things easy. And I'm enjoying playing part of that and being part of that team. But you've got the playing side of it. When I'm playing there with all them lot, I'm loving every minute of it. It's trying to gel that playing and managing together, which is the hardest part in it, but coming along.
And it's going pretty well, isn't it, on the pitch as well? Because that's an important victory over Trafford. You're in the playoffs now. I mean, it's pretty competitive, isn't it? This top eight up at the top of the West Division. There's 9 points separated at the moment. That victory there, it gives you a 3-point cushion over Trafford, who are now in eighth position, who themselves have got a 6-point gap to the rest of the league. It is competitive. I mean, what's your thoughts on the playoff race and the promotion race as well in the West Division?
Definitely, we want to go for that playoffs. We're definitely going to go in, if not straight up. We want to, obviously, Marina are doing well and running away with it. They've got two games down on us and 6 points in front. So it's a big lead they've got on us. But I want to be up there, definitely 100%. And the teams are in that top eight are very good, and they're all capable of challenging for it. So it's going to be a tough one, without a doubt.
And it's a huge hue of big hitters at Step 4, isn't it? Just for the listeners' benefit, Marine, Workington, Warrington Rylands, yourselves, Linnets, Leek Town, Mosley, Trafford. I mean, pick a five out of that.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's going to be a very hard, it's a competitive thing. They've got a lot of good players. They've got strong squads. It's going to be a tough one to be in. Definitely. Like, there's usually one or two, maybe three teams who are running away with it, and who you think going to do it. But this year, there's, like I say, there's eight very good teams who could be anybody, really. It's going to be a hard one.
Let's talk about the festive period that you've got coming up as well, Billy. I mean, Ramy this weekend, Prescott Cables the week after. I mean, thankfully, it is a game a week now, which is good. 1874, then that derby game against Colne after Christmas. How important are the next few games as we head towards the halfway point?
They're massive, really. We want to be winning them all, really, don't we? But they are massive games. If we lose them games, it's going to drop us back out that top eight, isn't it? And if we win all four, we then push them up to the top three. It's going to be a big period for us, see what goes on. But I'm confident. Hopefully, I'm not getting booed at these two games. I could play for Ramsbottom and Colne. Hopefully, they welcome me on. But they're going to be two tough games for me. And I've enjoyed playing at both them clubs. And it's a bit hard, but still want to beat them without a doubt. It's going to be a tough time. But we need to be getting minimum 9 points over these next four games.
And final question, Billy. It comes across in this interview, but safe to say you're enjoying the role and enjoying managing Clitheroe.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Yeah, it was hard. It's hard to just pull yourself away from the players a bit to be a manager, but the lads all knew why I took it on, and they all knew I've got their best interest, and I've got the club's best interest, and they know I'll give them a fair kick in the whip, and they're all happy. So I can't grumble at all. They're a great set of lads who are making this job easy for me, really. And I can't complain about the job at all. The staff behind it, like Stuart's coming and he's changed his club around massively. Since he's been in, the club's looking at a different place. And we've got him to thank for a lot of it. It's definitely a great place to be. And fingers crossed we'll be getting us promoted this year.
Well, Billy Priestley, manager at Clitheroe, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to come on the show. Really, really appreciate it. All the best in the coming games, and have a lovely Christmas.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Have a good one.
Billy Priestley there, player manager of Clitheroe, speaking to me on Friday. So Clitheroe in fourth position, 2 points inside the playoffs. 1 point behind Clitheroe, we've got Runcorn Linnets. They've got games in hand. They're 5 points behind Workington in second, and Runcorn Linnets have 2 games in hand over Workington, 2 games in hand over Rylands, and 2 games in hand over Clitheroe. So, Runcorn Linnets in a good position as we head towards the festive period. Let's hear more now from the Linnets. On Friday, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome back to the show to Callum McIntyre. Well, Callum, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, we're approaching the halfway mark. You've got a couple of games in hand over most of the teams around you. You're in the playoffs. How's things going at Linnets at the moment?
I think we're satisfied with where we're at. We've had a pleasing start to the season, had a couple of impressive results that I don't think most teams will be able to boast. Sort of wins against Rylands, away at Clitheroe, away at Leek, away at Workington, certainly. But talking about the games in hand, I don't really buy into that. I think it's about points on the board. And for us, we're 6 points from guaranteeing safety for the season. And can then turn our attentions on to some other targets. So rather than look at the games in hand and what might be in the future, I think the attentions have got to remain on the next game and making sure we pick up another 3 points on Saturday.
I mean, heading into December, we should touch upon, I know you've already touched upon it, but what's happened in November? Because it was, apart from the postponement against Market Drayton, it's been a good month, hasn't it, really? You know, that late equaliser against Trafford, beating Kendal away from home, and a superb victory over Warrington Rylands. You must be pleased with how things have gone this past month, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think each month has its own significance around the stage of the season. So November is about setting you up for the festive period and the run of games that sort of happened before and around Christmas. So our November, as you say, I thought we were excellent against Trafford without really doing enough in the final third, as bizarre as that sounds. We've had to chase the game from the 12th minute, dominated long spells of possession and maybe lacked a little bit of know-how in the final third. But like you say, the boys have consistently found a way to get something out of games. In this case, Lloyd Marshue scoring as good a goal as you'll see to get something from the game. And I think we've backed up that result in terms of turning it into a satisfying point. It's a tough one, isn't it? Kendal away on a Tuesday night. You know what I mean? Got two ferries to get there and stuff. A difficult one, a long way to go. And we were good. 0-0 at half-time. And in the second half, I think we blew them away at times. But I think the big one in November, like you say, is a Rylands side that I believe if you finish above them, you'll win the league. I said that early doors. And for us to have got that win in the manner that we did, put on a really strong performance, out of possession, yes, but look, creating more than enough of our own chances to get sort of what we got from the game. And then it was frustrating, wasn't it, the Market Drayton. I think Market Drayton blew away or something, that Market Drayton and actually ended up relocating even further down the A41 and A49, so we weren't able to do something like that, I'm not quite sure. But a result of the storm rather than the pitch, we weren't able to play. But look, you still get to play the games. You'll still play 19 homes, 19 aways. And for us, like I said, the focus is now on December and Colne and Glossop and Widnes and Prescott. And then obviously 1874 as we go into January.
We've just had Billy Priest on the show and we're talking about how this top end of the table is looking. And it does look like it's the top eight at the moment for 5 places. So when you look at that result against Warrington Rylands and the draw against Trafford, they're big results, aren't they? So, I mean, what's your take on how it's all shaping up, the top end of the table?
I look at it, like you say, I believe there's a lot of clubs up there all sort of going for that 5 places that ultimately are a champion and a 4 playoff places. I think for us, if it's a race, we're very much the little horse, aren't we? That is in terms of resource, in terms of what we're able to put out in terms of budget, in terms of experience, and people will level that at me and sort of my experience or inexperience. And equally, we're probably the youngest side of those 8. I think we've got a team out the other day with an average age of 20 years and 7 months. So for us to even be up there with those other seven clubs, massive clubs in the context of this level of football, your Marines, Rylands, Workingtons, like say Clitheroe, you name Billy Priestley there, who's been such a good player around non-league for so long. To be around those clubs and for us to be competing and taking points is really, really pleasing for us. So we're probably outdoing everyone's expectations, which is a really nice feeling to have. For us, I think it's about staying around those places as long as possible. And if we're there after 15 games, if we're there after 20 games, once we're there after 25 games or maybe 30 games, then actually that running, if we're there or thereabouts, we've got a real opportunity to be in those playoff places. I think Marine will run away with it. I've said that to Neil Young himself. I really, really do. I think Marine are the strongest side in the league. I think Rylands will be hot on their heels, and Workington have the ability to put an 11 players out that are better than most sides in the league. But what gives us a bit of confidence is we've beaten two of them. We go to Marine in 10 days' time or so, really looking forward to that one and sort of going up against them. But for us, just enjoying it, being in the right area of the league towards the top end week to week. So we'll just keep doing what we're doing. And like I say, long may that continue.
And last question, Callum. You mentioned the Marine game in the middle of December, one game at a time and all that. But what a pivotal month this is coming up. Looking forward to it, the five matches you've got before New Year.
Yeah, always looking forward to it. So looking forward to going to Colne tomorrow, that I expect to be a really challenging fixture in terms of a different type of game, given pitch conditions and the time of year it is. Then a home game against Glossop, a derby away at Widnes, where you'd expect us to take a really healthy away following, like I say, sort of wedged either side of that Marine game, which will be brilliant. Looking forward to going to Marine. Neil Young, someone that I know very well, someone I've worked with before, really hopeful that he make sure there's a nice bottle of Moretti after the game. And I've told him that I don't want any of the sort of poor lagers. He's definitely, you know, he's in a position where he can make sure that we have the executive stuff at the right sort of chilled temperature. So really looking forward to that. So it will be a pivotal month. But you know what? If you're at the right end of the table, then January will be pivotal. And then February will. And then March will. And then hopefully April will. So really pleased with where we're at. I'm just looking forward to the next game and the next run of games, as you say.
Well, Callum McIntyre, manager from Conlin, it's a big thank you for joining us. I think in the 8 years we've been doing the show, you're the first manager ever to put a drinks order in on the show. So well done on that front. Big good luck this coming month, and all the best for Christmas and the new year, my friend.
Brilliant. All the best. Thank you.
Callum McIntyre there, manager of Run Conlin, it's speaking to me on Friday. Let's go to the East Division now. And leading the way in the East, we've got Manchester United and Liversidge. We've obviously heard from both Carl Jarrett and Jonathan Rimmington in recent weeks all about the FA Trophy, and we have touched upon the league positioning as well. They've got a 6-point lead over Shildon, who sit in third position. Then we've got Cleethorpes Town. Cleethorpes Town are 7 points inside the playoffs, sitting in fourth position. They're 8 points from the top of the division as well. And to judge the mood now, at the Lincolnshire Club on Friday, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome back to the show to Dave Smith. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us, and welcome back to the show. It's been a couple of months or so since we last caught up. I mean, how are things going at Cleethorpes?
Yeah, can't complain, Ben. I think last time we spoke, we was in the middle of the cup run, which was brilliant for the club, brilliant for the season, but there was a little bit of a concern of distraction from the league campaign. But must be said, we're fourth in the league, 7 out of 7 away games won, we're in good form. So yeah, going pretty well, thanks.
Yeah, and it's a 7-point gap or a 7-point cushion you've got to outside the playoffs. That's quite good at the moment, isn't it? I'd suggest.
It's always good to have the points. I think looking at the teams that are around those places, there's some good sides. I think Dunstan, Worksop, improving teams that will definitely put a run together. So yeah, it's great to have the points. We've got them coming up as well. So yeah, see how we go.
At the moment, we're coming up to the halfway point of the season, obviously, as we head towards the festive period. And you've got that cushion there to outside the playoffs. You're 8 points to top of the table as well. That's not a million miles away, is it, at this point of the season?
No, it's not. You have to look upwards as well, I think. If you start looking behind you, that's when problems cause. I think we're always going to look forward. Chip away at the points. We've got Mars coming up. You know, with Liversidge, we played recently. Really, really good team. You know, we were caught cold early on, played quite well, but a really good team. But yeah, you've got to look forward. If we start looking at the top of the league and counting those 8 points down, then we'll be sorted behind us as well.
It's interesting you mentioned Liversidge there, because obviously I've been catching up with Jonathan in the FA Trophy run that they've had. He's been very complimentary about Cleethorpes. He says you're one of the best sides they've played this season. That's some compliment.
No, it's nice to hear. We had a good chat when he was at our place as well. I suppose when you're 3-0 up in 8 minutes, you can relax if you're John Oak, can't you? But we got called. They were really, really quick out of the block. So I thought we played well that night and we caused them a lot of problems. So no, it's a good compliment. Doesn't mean much. We lost the game. But yeah, I did feel man for man, we more than matched them on the night.
So talking about the festive period and what you've got coming up, you mentioned the tough game there at home to Mask, not too far before Christmas. Tough game as well after Christmas, Worksop Town away. But Hebburn Town this weekend and Lincoln United next weekend. I mean, what's your thoughts on what's coming up in December?
I think what we've found this league, there's no easy games, but every manager you speak to on the show, Ben, has said exactly the same. I think it's a really tough league. It don't matter what league position teams are in, everybody's competitive, fit, organised and structured. So I'm expecting tough games every week. But we just need to keep ticking the points off. Those games are Mask and Worksop. We can't get carried away and look beyond Hebburn and Lincoln, because I think there'll be tough tests as well. But I think we'll know where we are, get past that Boxing Day or the day after Boxing Day period, past the halfway stage, and we can really sort of look at plans for the second half of the season and see where we are.
And just a general vibe as well, because like you say, it's going pretty well at Cleethorpes at the moment. I mean, what's your thoughts more generally about the division and the way it's shaping up for the second half of the season for yourselves and just more generally?
Yeah, I think the division's been great. I think it's been it's freshened it up with a change. You know, we had the 2 years of not finishing seasons with the same constitution of teams, so that freshened grounds to go to and these teams to play has been really good. But it's a tough one. I think the teams in the Midlands and the West teams, leagues are saying exactly the same. It's been good to get some new ground, some new tests, some new managers, made some new relationships and new sort of football friends, if you like. But I think it's all credit to the league, all credit to the teams in it. With the 2 years we've had, the disrupted time and how competitive everyone is, all credit to how everyone's got organised for this season.
And final question, Dave. Obviously, this weekend you've got Hebburn Town coming to town. I mean, what's your thoughts on this game this weekend and how important it is as we head into December now, good and proper?
Yeah, we had a game called off last week, so you know, we had a couple of weeks without a game. So next game's always the most important one, isn't it? We've got a couple of reports. We've watched them. I like the way they play. I think there's a lot of qualities they've got as a team, and maybe their league position is a little bit false. So we'll go into that knowing that they've got some quality and some threat against us. But we're in good form. We're at home. We have to back ourselves. We're really confident at the moment, so we'll be on the front foot.
Well, Dave Smith, manager of Cleethorpes Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time to come on the show. Really, really appreciate it. And all the best this weekend and all the best for the festive period as well. Dave Smith there, manager of Cleethorpes Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Now, Cleethorpes Town, 7 points inside the playoffs. Then we've got a right tussle for that final playoff spot as we head towards December. Dunstan are in fifth position. They've got games in hand, but sitting outside the playoffs also on the same number of points as Dunstan, we've got Worksop Town and Ossett United. And 2 points behind Dunstan, we've got Stockton Town sitting in eighth position. And to hear more now about how Stockton Town are shaping up heading into December, on Friday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show to Michael Dunwell. Well, Michael, big thank you for joining us. It's been a couple of months since we last caught up. And, we've got a bit of a promotion race on our hands, haven't we, in the East Division, especially for those playoff spots. How are you finding things at the moment at Stockton?
Yeah, it's very tight up there, isn't it? I think anyone from, I think you'd probably say, third down to about 10th is chasing their promotion spots. I mean, I know Mask and Liversedge are probably fighting out up there, and Shildon have had a really good first half of the season, but the rest of it I think is up for grabs. So yeah, we're up for the challenge. I think we're only 2 points off the playoffs. A tough game tomorrow against Brighouse, but we had a good performance against Tadcaster and a good result, so hopefully we can build on that now.
Obviously weather's got in the way in recent weeks and so I mean, has that mini break that everyone's had, has it been useful?
We've had quite a few training sessions. I think we've had about five training sessions during the break to work on things that maybe we weren't as strong at in the games prior to the Tadcaster game, especially against Sheffield and Yorkshire Amateurs, where we drew both games, where probably could have got a bit more, especially the Sheffield game. But the thing that I think was let down early part of the season was putting the ball in the back of the net, and we seem to be doing that now, so hopefully we can continue that.
And when it comes to, you know, that step up you've made, I mean, we could look at Liversidge and Shildon, you know, add Stockton to the mix. You've certainly added to the flavour of Step 4, especially in the East Division. I mean, how have you found that step up now? We're approaching the halfway point.
Yeah, I think it took us, I don't think it took us long to get going. We had a good start and then we had a little bit of a dip, but that also coincided with injuries and COVID-related players missing. So it's been difficult to get a solid 11. Same 11 really throughout the season, which I think has affected us a little bit, probably from about the fifth game onwards. But we seem to be over the last, I think we've lost one in the last seven, and that was to Liversedge, and that was due to a debatable refereeing decision. But no, I think we found our feet quite quickly, and hopefully we can build on that now after I would say a decent start of the season.
And obviously, I think. When we last caught up, I think you'd be forgiven. I can't remember what your exact response was about your targets for the season, but I'd imagine it would be, you know, bedding in, seeing how things got on. Now we're approaching halfway. What is your thoughts of what's possible for Stockton, do you feel?
Yeah, our target is the playoffs. I think when we first come up, it was finding our feet and getting used to the travelling and the more physicality and the fitness of the teams in this league, which we've found. And I think we've got the grips of that now. So our aim now is then promotion places, whether that be fourth or fifth or whatever, or even third. In this league, you can see that teams put two or three wins together and they're right back up there, because there's been some strange results where you look and think maybe we drew one week and then we go on. And you can see teams around us haven't really benefited from our results, because they've had a poor result against an unexpected team that you would have thought they would win against. So it's difficult to predict any results in this league, because anybody can beat anyone from the top to the bottom. So it's a really tough league, and if we could get in the playoffs, it would be huge for us.
And it's a huge month coming up. You know, Brighouse Town this weekend, back-to-back games with Hebbing, one in the league, one in the Durham Cup. And then those two big, they are huge games, aren't they? Either side of Christmas, Stocksbridge and Mash United. What's your thoughts on the challenge coming up in the month of December for yourselves?
Yeah, like I say, every game's tough, but they don't come much tougher than, I would say, Mash United away the day after Boxing Day. I'm sure there'll be a huge crowd there. I'm good mates with Carl, and obviously there's a bit of needle there from our FA Vars days in the semi-final. So it's going to be tough. And then I think we play Shildon New Year's Day at home. So two massive games for us. And also Stocksbridge the week before. They're in and around the playoffs as well. So they're all tough games in December. We'll just approach each one individually.
And final question, Michael. It comes across loud and clear, but enjoying it as we approach the halfway point?
Yeah, definitely. You've got to enjoy it, haven't you? I think it's a lot different to being in the Northern League, the travel, the different teams, but you're meeting different people as well, whether that be the staff or the fans. And we've had some great experiences so far. Long may that continue.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Michael Dunwell, manager at Stockton Town, big thank you for coming on the show. Really, really appreciate it. And
no problem.
All the best in the coming month, and all the best for the new year and Christmas as well. Have a lovely time.
Yeah, same to you, Ben. Cheers.
Michael Dunwell there, manager of Stockton Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. But that's it for this month's edition of the show. A big thank you to all my guests this month for joining me. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.